USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some extremely scary moments in Manhattan, invoking memories of 9/11 with the initial report of an aircraft hitting a building. This incident involving a helicopter appears to be an accident, possibly caused by bad weather. The pilot crashing and landing on the roof of a 54-story building. The New York City Fire Commissioner telling reporters,
the fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe.
Now the pilot killed at the top of the New York City skyscraper, which is just blocks from Radio City Music Hall in Times Square. Weather at the time, rainy and foggy, no one else hurt.
There were no other injuries that we know of to anyone in the building or on the ground, and I want to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
It's a total mystery. Another American dies after getting sick at a resort in the Dominican Republic. The latest death involves a man having an alcoholic drink from the room's minibar. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest.
It makes a total of four American tourists dying after falling ill at all-inclusive resorts in the Dominican Republic. 67-year-old Robert Wallace becoming ill in April after drinking a scotch from his room's minibar at the Hard Rock Resort, and he later died. Dominican authorities are awaiting the toxicology report concerning Wallace's death, but it occurred about a month before three other American tourists also suffered seemingly mysterious deaths at adjacent beach resorts on that island. And in fact, one of those three, a Pennsylvania woman, also died after consuming something out of her room's minibar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Washington, D.C. now, where a key figure from the Watergate era back in the 1970s, John Dean, takes center stage at a hearing on Capitol Hill regarding Bob Mueller's Russia investigation and its finding of no collusion. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The House Judiciary Committee begins more hearings on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. The guest on Monday was former White House counsel John Dean, who worked during the Nixon administration and Watergate scandal in the White House. Committee ranking member Congressman Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, says we've seen this old song and dance before.
It's very difficult for one of the witnesses here today, for many of us who could actually trace the distrust in government back to the witness here today, the 70 star of obstruction. In fact, I'll take it a little bit further. For those of us who've been looking into this for a while and wondering how we got started here, and for those of us who've heard me discuss the fact that many on our committee and on our side discuss the fact of the corrupt cabal, what we see of Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, and others, how we actually got started here, I believe that they have the Godfather here today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money, the Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26,062, the NASDAQ up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.